Once upon a time, Laconia Bike Week was a rowdy affair with a lot of drinking and wild behavior. Laconia Police Sergeant Mike Finogle will tell you, the police don't worry as much as they used to. These days, the attendees are more likely to be a laid-back retiree than a raucous rabble-rouser. That's pretty much who you'll find on the street near Weir's Beach, folks like Ray Jackson from Rhode Island. With his leather vest, cap, and graying beard, Jackson is a gospel-preaching member of the Christian Motorcyclist Association. He and his wife Donna travel to motorcycle events on a mission to save the souls of their fellow riders. Then, there are guys like Jay Eline, also known as Dragon.
Yeah, I've been riding the motorcycles for about 32 years now.
Eline rode all the way out from Santa Rosa, California. He showed me a ribbon he won participating in the blind sidecar race that day.
The blind sidecar race is where the rider sitting in the front of the bike is blindfolded. You can't see anything. The only eyes you have is the passenger sitting on the back of the bike telling you to go left or go right. And the fastest time wins.
Baby boomers, like bikers Eline and Jackson, are the bread and butter of the motorcycle industry. They're riding more than ever now, but in 10 or 20 years, who's going to be buying new bikes? That's something Ross Houston, the general manager of Laconia's Harley-Davidson, thinks a lot about.
Well, I mean, obviously that is a very big, you know, concern and very big drive is for us to drive the, you know, to bring new riders in instead of it being our core demographic. How do we get the younger people in?
On Thursday afternoon, the Harley dealership was just teeming with customers, mostly men in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. Houston says he's strategizing to bring in not just younger riders, but more women riders, too. Part of that strategy is understanding what women want when it comes to buying a bike. While most men are most often interested in a vehicle's specs, like the size of the engine, Houston says women are often more concerned with fit. At hardly 5'2", I asked him which bike he'd show me if I happened to mosey in.
That's an 883 Super Low, and it's really geared to have a very low center of gravity, a low seat height, so that somebody that is petite and, is able to sit on it, stand it up, and be comfortable.
Nationally, motorcycle sales took a 40% hit in 2008, and they haven't grown since then, until this year. In 2008, 1,104,000 motorcycles were sold in this country. By 2010, that number was down to 560,000. In response to the recession and in anticipation of the aging of their core demographic, motorcycle manufacturers and dealers are getting creative about marketing to a younger generation. Tim Boucher, the president and CEO of the Motorcycle Industry Council, says one thing he can market to millennials is an activity that's not in front of a TV or computer screen.
I think what appeals to that market are things that our industry can deliver, and part of that is just real experiences. We need to get back outside.
Data definitely shows that more young people are buying motorcycles every year. In 2003, only 13% of riders were from Generation Y. By 2009, that number was up to 29%. This is good news for the motorcycle industry. It could be good news for the future of Laconia Bike Week, too. For State Impact New Hampshire, I'm Emily Corwin.